Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
One of the most beloved passages in the Bible is the 23rd Psalm. David ends his beautiful poem with these words, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This psalm is often read at funerals and has been the source of true comfort to many over the years. Most consider it to be a general message of reassurance and hope to all who hear its words spoken. Yet David's rejoicing in the everlasting mercy of God was not based on some sort of reliance on the general benevolence of God. Rather, the basis of his hope is found in the very beginning of the psalm where he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." None of the rest of the psalm has any lasting benefit at all to any who may hear it spoken, unless he who formed the light and created the darkness is indeed their shepherd. Many today speak of the love and mercy of God toward all men as if it is a foregone conclusion. By doing so, they despise the majesty and glory which surrounds the mercy of God, which is sovereignly dispensed according to the good pleasure of his will. He plainly told Moses, "I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." Paul quotes this same passage again in Romans chapter 9, where he adds this further explanation. "So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy." The Lord Jesus told the Pharisees, "But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep." He goes on to say, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." He clearly indicated that all men are not his sheep. So it is plainly true that he is not the shepherd of all men. It is also clearly true by his teaching that those whom he calls his sheep do not become his sheep by their own choice, but rather by his. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." But David knew that he did not become David's shepherd because David determined him to be, but rather because he chose David to be one of his sheep, and set his everlasting love upon him before David ever drew his first breath. This is exactly what the Apostle Paul told the Ephesians when he said, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." If we truly love him, it is because he first loved us. Even as he told his disciples, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." Is the Lord your shepherd? Or are these mere words which you feel entitled to enjoy because you mistakenly think that you have chosen him? Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners, and saveth such as are of a broken heart and contrite spirit. He calls his own sheep by name, and another shepherd they will not follow. He is the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep.
Great Father of mercy, thy goodness I owe, and covenant love.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at poorthepoor@windstream.net. That's for the poor at windstream.net.